AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he wants a court to enforce subpoenas against Attorney General Merrick Garland, demanding the release of audio tapes of President Biden's interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur as part of Hur's investigation into Biden's handling of classified records. The DOJ has already made a transcript of the interview available. Democrats say the effort by Republicans is purely political. Growing concerns of a potentially explosive wildfire season in Southern California. Angeles National Forest Fire Chief Robert Garcia says rains have created a lot of fuel that will dry out in the summer heat.
The unique and very dynamic weather patterns, the proximity to the ocean, our large desert, and that steep mountain system, and the Santa Ana winds adds a whole other level of dynamic to the fire environment.
Southern California has seen nearly 200% more rain than usual. The Supreme Court overturning a Trump administration ban on bump stocks, saying the ATF overstepped its authority. This is ABC News. It's a staple of the breakfast table, but Americans are likely to see the price of orange juice rise. ABC's Michelle Franzen says it's not just inflation, but due to problems with harvests in Florida and Brazil, two of the world's major producers.
Volatility from extreme weather, from heat to hurricanes, is putting the squeeze on orange harvests for key producers. In Florida, an invasive pest is also to blame, ravaging orange groves in the Sunshine State for nearly 20 years. That pest now spreading in Brazil, the world's largest exporter of orange juice. Brazil also suffering from flooding and drought, now facing what's likely to be its worst harvest in three decades. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Emergency crews in Oregon rescuing 30 people Friday after they were stuck upside down on a ride at a century-old amusement park. Portland Fire and Rescue crews worked with engineers to manually lower the ride, avoiding a more complicated rescue. The people on the ride were upside down for about a half hour. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
It struck me the other day, the Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work. They will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson and just give him, give him a swift kick in the ass.
Tell us how you really feel.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever,
testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Sapp. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Mercury Marine is laying off 252 workers in Fond du Lac and making what it calls workforce adjustments at its other facilities. The job cuts will happen on July 26th. The company blames low sales. Mercury Marine is the biggest employer in Fond du Lac County. A U.S. police officer on January 6th says Donald Trump is unfit to be president. Harry Dunn is now campaigning for President Biden. He tells Civic Media's Earl Ingram that Trump's recent felony convictions should also disqualify him.
As a convicted felon, he's no longer able to possess firearms, but that's all right. He has the code to the nuclear weapon. Another individual may be disqualified from a job because they're a felon. He's now running on the fact that he is convicted.
Dunn campaigned for Biden in Madison on Thursday and Eau Claire on Friday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Reds.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers tried to make a comeback but lost to the Reds, 6-5 at AmFam Field. It was a special night in the broadcast booth as the team celebrated the 30th anniversary of analyst and former catcher Bill Schroeder. Many of his former colleagues stopped by to call the game, including Jim Paschke on Bally Sports.
William Contreras, deep to center field. Bang! A home run! His ninth of the year. The Brewers have tied the Reds.
Reds in the third.
Have you practiced a home run call today? Very nice.
College football, another exciting recruit commits to Wisconsin. Eugene Hilton, the son of former Colts receiver Ty Hilton, has agreed to play for the Badgers. NBA Finals, the Dallas Mavericks came back to dominate in Game 4. They beat the Celtics 122-84. Kyrie Irving with 21 points in the lopsided win.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy in Boston, so gotta look forward to the challenge.
Game 5 Monday night in Boston, the Celtics up 3-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight to a low in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, some rain possible late and a high in the upper 70s. Heating up Sunday and humid, high in the upper 80s, maybe a late day storm. Another round of showers and storms Sunday night into Monday. Currently at 62 degrees.
From the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Thank you for participating in Anything Goes Friday. The call-in number is 202-808-9925, 202-808-9925. We've been talking about fundamentalism. We've been talking about alternatives to how to defeat fundamentalists. We talk about some news. We were reminded that Jesus of Nazareth rode a donkey. We've been talking about deeper predictors of presidential elections. Keno called to talk about and to bring up the dynamic of white rural rage and how there needs to be more than one political party that is addressing legitimate concerns, what's happening in rural America, which is not happening because of a drive to protect middle class. It's happening because of the great sucking in of resources that's been happening over the last 40 years in particular. Interested in what you want to make sure we talk about. Let's go to the most patient listener award. Let's go to Susan from Caldwell, Idaho. Go ahead, Susan.
Hello, how are you today? You're really on fire. I gotta say, you know, especially the comment about the Supreme Court decision yesterday, which is a non-decision for a non-standing.
Yep.
And somebody on your, I think Tom pointed out earlier, that the NAACP would never have been able to bring the Brown versus Board of Education lawsuit based on that theory.
Let me reply to that. I know you have something else you want to say, and that's great, but I want to reply to that first thing. That's such an important point. Scalia's commitment to narrowing standing, inspired by Brown versus Board of Education, because he didn't have to say, I think we should segregate schools. What he wanted to be able to say is, just like Donald Trump doesn't want to have to say, I want to put a woman in jail for wanting to have an abortion. What he wants to say is, no, it's just up to the states. It's just we just don't think the Supreme Court should rule on it. There's just no standing, right? They try to limit their own power so they can wield more power. But that's something else you wanted to talk about, Susan.
Well, I noticed on my Associated Press notifications that one of our greats, Noam Chomsky, has been silenced by a stroke. And not only that, his wife has seen fit to remove him from our country to her home in Brazil. And I think, one, we are losing Dr. Chomsky's input on anything that's going on in our country. And number two, why would his wife feel that she needs to protect him, not to protect, but get better care in Brazil than here? That's just so sad to me.
It's a good question. And I know there's already been an outpouring of support for Noam Chomsky and an outpouring of remembrances. Common Dreams came out with something this morning, and appreciate you bringing it up today, Susan. And there'll be more to talk about at that front. I don't know why they chose Brazil other than that's her home. That's what I know about that. But Susan, thanks so much for calling.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate. Take care. Bye.
Frank from Montana. Life is more exciting in Montana.
Yeah, well, thanks for taking the call. Yeah. Just real quick, I want everybody to send a note to the Supreme Court, to the right-wing justices, and tell them what a bad job they're doing. And then I want everybody to send a note to the common-sense justices and tell them what a good job they're doing.
Yeah.
And then on the immigration front, everybody that argues about the people coming into our country, tell them that they pay into Social Security and they can't draw it until they get their citizenship. And so it'd be nice if we got more people to come into this country.
No, it's if you actually do an analysis of day workers who come in and of people who come in from the southern border, you actually do economic, and this is not the end of the matter. There's all kinds of reasons to have smart immigration policy. But if you actually look into what they pay into the system versus what they take out, it's almost always a net gain to the United States, right? They tend to do a job that other people won't
do. 9 million, plus we're short 9 million workers.
Yep. No, Frank, thank you for the wisdom. Thanks for the call. Rich from Indianapolis, Indiana. By the way, I think it was Indianapolis where the Southern Baptist Convention held their meeting, which is interesting to me because I don't always think of Indianapolis in the South, but I know some Indianans might. But go ahead, Rich.
Oh, man, we are the furthest north, that is the South. That's all there is to it. I mean, the Mason-Dixon line means nothing.
Yeah. No, when I was in, I was in Indianapolis, and this is not to paint a broad brush. There's literally just one guy, but it did freak me out a little bit. I was in Indianapolis, dear friend of mine's from there. I had a nice time, and I was walking out. There was literally this white dude on his stoop with a Confederate flag and a Nazi flag hanging outside his house, and I still haven't forgotten it. I was like, I guess freedom of speech is a thing, but you're not allowed to do that in Europe.
That's something that will be seared into your hippocampus for keeps.
Yeah, it is, man. But anyway, that's not why you called. Go ahead.
Thank you. I wanted to offer an observation and hopefully some clarity around a cohort of voters for Trump that is being noticed, and it is black male voters voting for Trump. And I wanted to try and be of assistance in explaining that, wherein I've had some conversations with folks, and they say, it addresses my being a man, because he is a strong man, and that is what I notice and I vote for, and that is good for the country, because that's how I see the difficulties that are happening in life as I'm trying to navigate it. And what we're talking about here, as that characterization that I've tried to offer was shared with me multiple times, is misogyny. What we're talking about here, more than any other aspect of somebody's comportment and their perspective, is their willingness to subjugate women. And Donald Trump is clearly a misogynist.
Mm-hmm.
And the importance of who we choose as leaders is just so basic as to how we're going to be able to keep our democracy. Now, if you've got somebody who is illiberal and misogynistic and all these other things that Mr. Trump has been able to rack up as a list, and you have people saying, yeah, I can get behind that. Well, they're a minority, and we need to be able to show that they're a minority by how we come out in numbers to vote the other way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the idea that we would have people of a minority who are upset about how women are being permitted to tell men what to do. There's a reason that that Southern Baptist Conference came here. This place is a mess. Now, the saving grace is there's less than 7 million of them, but this place is a mess. And they came to get the reinforcement that this mess represents to their ideals and perspectives. All right, I've ranted hard there.
No, Rich, I appreciate it, man. I'm gonna give you a reply. So, I think you're really onto something. There's an article. I wish I could pull it up quickly, but it would take too much dead air for me to find it. There's an article, well reasoned, well written, well researched, that made it pretty clear what will sound obvious after somebody already nodded their head at what you had to say, which is that really since Gerald Ford, probably. For the last, 40, 50 years, the drumbeat, 55 years, the sort of consistent drumbeat of the conservative movement has been a patriarchal drumbeat. Now, I mean that in almost all of the ways. In just their tactics, just their language, when they used flip-flopper, I've said this on the air before, right? I think it was John Kerry, a flip-flopper, but I remember they had called Clinton a waffler, and I went back, and they had done the same thing, literally done the same thing to every single Democratic presidential nominee since Gerald Ford doing it to Carter. And they went through and used all these examples that basically what they were trying to do, they were trying to take the compassion that was at the root of the modern progressive movement, then the root of the more modern Democratic Party, and turn that compassion into being able to call people sissies. And they were not only gendering, but in the worst sort of misogynistic tropes, create these drumbeats, this basic, under the cacophonous treble, a resonant bass of they're sissies, and words that are not only inappropriate for the radio, but inappropriate for human conversation. And that's been the basic case. And that has helped Trump, and Trump leans into that, and it has a couple advantages. Leaning into patriarchy has a couple of rhetorical advantages for the right wing. One, it promotes the patriarchy. It promotes sort of the power structure that remains, a less compassionate power structure. But also it uses the power of that culture. It taps into the things that we're already kind of aware of. It feels comfortably familiar, like having a strong father, and it preserves that power, right? It so not only promotes the power, but it then leverages that power to build more power. So I appreciate you went from where you went to Trump is a strong man, you went to misogyny, because that's the move. And then we've got it as a country recognize that a democracy can't be merely a pro-dude democracy. That's a dumb idea, and it's anachronistic, or rather, it's conflicting in itself. I think we have a minute left. Let's go to Paul. We're on speed round.
Jefferson, in a world gone mad, it's good to hear your voice. It's a soothing tonic. President Biden as the Gordon Gekko of the Democratic Party. Remember who Gordon Gekko was? He was in the movie Wall Street. Greed is good. Apparently, by selling off almost 50% of the strategic oil preserve, he kept oil prices down. Now he's buying it back cheaper than what he sold it for and filling it up, making billions of dollars in profit while suppressing the price of gasoline.
It's a brilliant move.
Gasoline and oil down 13% since April, going down even more.
I'm so glad you brought it up, Paul. Take it up after the break.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. What the Biden administration did with the oil reserve, it's pretty brilliant. 202-808-9925.
Hey!
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over four different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
I've told you 1,000 times in the show, and no one has believed me, but I'm apolitical. I don't look at things that way. I want to see what works and what doesn't, okay. What saves us money and what will help most people. Mm-hmm. I mean, the people who have already made it, who are wealthy, already have benefited from a system that we all have put into. They should pay back a little bit.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
We got to sell some bedding, folks, and you need it because it's June, July, and August are coming, and it can get pretty easy to get pretty uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights. And that's why we all need to discover the secret to a better sleep, Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, regulates body temperature, ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. You sleep like a baby since switching to Cozy Earth. We think you will, too. Right now, our listeners can get an exclusive 30% off Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com /Tom and enter promo code Tom at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. Ready to sleep, ready to feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom right now. Enter promo code Tom for an exclusive 30% savings. That's 30% off at CozyEarth.com/Tom with promo code Tom. After checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose our show from the drop-down menu, CozyEarth.com/Tom. Good for you, good for the summer, and good for this movement, good for this community when we support our supporters. Appreciate you. All right. Let's try a little bit of speed round. Let's see if we can get a couple calls before our break. We got just 30 seconds apiece. Let's go to Lori from Florida. Hello, Lori.
Hello, Jefferson. My first time talking to you. Thank you for doing this show. We all love you, obviously.
It's very kind.
I am calling due to the imminent danger, specifically of Russia, China, Saudi election interference. Now is the only time for Merrick Garland to address and expose the Mueller report, specifically the Russian connections to Putin, and then the blatant charges of obstruction of justice. Then let's expose through one only Merrick Garland the actual Trump-Kushner crime family, Trump, Jeffrey Epstein, Trump and Jared and MBS and the death of Kushner and Khashoggi, rather, and $2 billion to Jared, Ivanka and her trademarks from China. And then lastly, if I may, let's address the fact that this country, our wonderful country, lost the highest number of people per capita in the industrial world of COVID, over a million people. And why is that? And let's expose it, Mr. Garland, please.
Thank you very much, Lori. It's a great call. And yeah, let's not forget that a million people died. And that was twice. And if we had just followed the average based on the per capita average of industrialized nations, it would have been 500,000 people. Now that still matters. But you know what else would have mattered? The 500,000 people that wouldn't have died. 500,000 people die. And how do we not remember this? It's a big deal. We got 30 seconds. Diana from Olympia.
Hey, Jeff, I love you and your dad. I just love you. I've been listening to Tom for 20-some years, but I'm really sick, and I'm tired. I have tried to understand what's going on, but I have cried and cried over Gaza, those children and those people dying. And what I'd like to know, Jefferson, if you were in the Congress as Mr. Smith going to Congress, would you be there on July 24th to listen to the ICJ war criminals? Netanyahu, I hate that man. And I love Jews. I've grown up with many Jews. And my mother was half raised by Jewish people. What would you do?
No, Diana, thank you so much for the call. It's a good question about whether people should protest the Netanyahu visit. He's the head of state. Israel is a key strategic ally in the Middle East. It's one of the hardest ones there is. And we've got to be on the side of the Jewish community. At the same time, we can't be on the side of indiscriminate killings. And some of that is happening in order to undermine the Western alliance. That's why some of it is happening.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is Don Hartman Program, 202-808-9925. Thank you, folks, for the kind words.
Dr. Marty Goldstein, first of all, I got to tell you, my wife is one of your biggest fans. Tell us about your background.
Well, I graduated Cornell Vet School in 1973, but I had my own conditions that were genetically based. I was not eating well. Conventional medicine had no answer. I started to eat well. I got better. And that was the wake-up call to then apply it to what a dog and a cat should be really eating. Most of the pet food industry is not biologically appropriate to what a dog and a cat would eat, period.
Generally speaking, what are the best things that you can feed your dog?
If they're healthy, well-to-do, and they don't have any medical conditions, about 80% meat and the rest some vegetation.
What should you avoid feeding your dog?
Meat byproducts are not really meat. I don't even want to mention what they contain.
What makes Dr. Marty's dog food different from all the other premium dog foods out there?
Preservatives. Yeah. My food is preservative-free. There's many of the foods out there have preservatives which destroy the intestinal flora, and they are immune suppressive. My food meets all APCO requirements with only food. There's no additives. So we are literally simulating what a dog and or a cat would eat in nature with this. It's called food. What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept.
One thing that brings me joy is not only how much they love this, but how well they're doing just through the food. I mean, my life is complete. Well, that's all I can say.
That's great. Thank you, Marty.
It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Great talking with you. For a limited time, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he wants a court to enforce subpoenas against Attorney General Merrick Garland, demanding the release of audio tapes of President Biden's interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur as part of Hur's investigation into Biden's handling of classified records. The DOJ has already made a transcript of the interview available. Democrats say the effort by Republicans is purely political. Growing concerns of a potentially explosive wildfire season in Southern California. Angeles National Forest Fire Chief Robert Garcia says rains have created a lot of fuel that will dry out in the summer heat.
The unique and very dynamic weather patterns, the proximity to the ocean, our large desert, and that steep mountain system, and the Santa Ana winds adds a whole other level of dynamic to the fire environment.
Southern California has seen nearly 200% more rain than usual. The Supreme Court overturning a Trump administration ban on bump stocks, saying the ATF overstepped its authority. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former commander of Volk Field wants Governor Evers to investigate how National Guard leaders handled her termination. Leslie Zisda Martin was cleared in four internal investigations into alleged misconduct. Current and former Guard members tell Wisconsin Watch that Adjutant General David May broke National Guard policy. Half of all Americans hold down working-class jobs, but that's true for less than 2% of all state lawmakers. Researcher Nicholas Carnes says middle-income earners are priced out of public service.
Democracy is a good thing, but this is an unintended side effect of just how burdensome it is to run for office in any setting. And so we need to think about targeted interventions that will make running for office more accessible to working class people.
The study comes from Duke and Loyola Chicago Universities. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, some rain possible late, and a high in the upper 70s. Heating up Sunday and humid, high in the upper 80s, maybe a late-day storm. Another round of showers and storms Sunday night into Monday. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
For all of your support. From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Jefferson Smith, sitting in for Tom. This Tom show is your show. Let's go straight to your calls. Let's do speed round. All these wonderful callers. All of you have been waiting so patiently. John, winner of the Most Patient Listener Award. Go ahead, from Venice, California.
Hi, Jefferson. I have a cable bill that's like $260 a month that I keep for my mom. She's comfortable with cable. And they can't, they're cutting off MSNBC. It's no longer part of this very expensive package of all the premium channels.
And so what cable service is that?
They're doing Spectrum. Spectrum, it's huge. I assume it's you know, a huge conglomerate.
Wow.
They do cellular data. They sell cell phones now. They do internet service. But this is for cable television. And I can't really believe it. It irks me as a consumer, but it really scares me as a, you know, news consumer, as someone who wants to be informed as a citizen.
Wow. So people, I'm looking it up. I had not seen this. That's already happened, or that's about to happen?
Yes, it happened this week, and I figured it would correct itself within a day or two, because sometimes that's been the course. You know, sometimes they'll say you don't have this, call for an upgrade, and then a day later it'll be resolved on its own. And this has now been since Monday, I believe. And if I do a search for MSNBC, I'll get their only offering right now, which is MSNBC High Definition.
Yeah.
Which is an upgrade. Who needs that?
Yeah.
And Tom had just informed us this week of the fact that Fox News gets $2 per subscriber, whether you watch it or not.
Yeah.
Each and every one of us is contributing to their profit.
Yeah. No, Fox and ESPN.
That we call our
Fox and ESPN both signed. But thank you, John, for that shout out. Did you finish your point?
Well, he kind of suggested that we call our cable companies and say,
yes.
I don't watch Fox. I don't want $2 going to them.
Yes.
I wonder if people did.
No, yes on both things, John. Thank you. So, yeah, if, I don't know all the content providers that did it, but in the earlier days of cable, ESPN, Fox, and others signed these very lucrative deals with cable providers that and one of the reasons that ESPN was one of the main reasons it was bought by Disney, actually, is because it had this big cash infusion. There's a good book written about the origins of ESPN for sports nerds like me, you know, interesting stuff. And the big move, ESPN, wasn't their brand, wasn't they did all sports. Their biggest move was this really lucrative deal they signed, that yes, every single person with a cable package was paying ESPN money, whether you watch sports or not. Same with Fox, right? So yes to that, and then two other things. Yes, call your cable provider. If they're not getting you MSNBC or the channels you want, tell them. But also, I really like Tom's idea. Call them and tell them, I don't want to pay for Fox. I don't want to watch Fox. I don't want, and even say, if it's in my cable package, maybe I don't want to use your cable package. Because, by the way, cable packages are a little bit at risk because of all the cord cutters out there. I want to do speed rounds, so I'll shut up right there. I'll be quiet right there. Go ahead, from CC in Northbrook.
Hi. I got a question for you. I want your thoughts on it, because maybe it's me. But the two employees at the State Department who resigned their positions because they said that their report was changed, that they sent up to the higher-ups to they confirmed that Israel was blocking food aid to the Palestinians, to Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
And they resigned over that because by the time the report came out publicly, it said that Israel was not blocking food aid. Now, to me, it's clear that Israel is committing genocide.
Mm-hmm.
and war crime to me. But how can you? It's like you. The Biden just has a bad team around him, in my opinion. There's no way that he should be anywhere near tied with a convicted felon. But that's another story for another day. But actually, it goes into my point. You got to have some credibility here. So I wanted to get your thoughts, and I really want your thoughts too on it.
Yeah, no, and I will be talking to Pop about it. I want to do speed rounds. So I want to get a bunch of calls in a row, and then I'm going to reply to them in a stack. But let's go to Russ from White Plains, New York. You're on the air, Russ.
I'll be quick. Jeff, you know about the subway, the situation in New York subway where the protesters said, Zionists, raise your hand, and then get off the train?
I did not know this.
Yeah, on New York subways, they had a protest, and the protesters said, any Zionists on the train, raise your hand and get off the train. And it's because they didn't want them to be claiming they were hostages. But, you know, as far as manufactured consent, the perception is being led that this was them saying, all you Jews, get off the train. Zionists are not Jews. And, Jeff, please don't fall into that trap. There is nothing anti-Semitic about these protests. I'm Jewish. Many of those protesters are Jewish. But it's ironic, though, you know, they want to charge this guy on the train with coercion, but now they want to, all the protesters to take off the mask so they can be placed on a McCarthy-like blacklist, and that's real coercion. It's ironic that every accusation is a confession with Zionists. Thanks very much, Jeff.
Thank you, Russ. Amma from New York City, go ahead. Amma, can
Hi.
You go ahead?
No, it's Glenn.
Oh, Glenn. All right, go ahead, Glenn.
Yeah, I just wanted to say concerning fundamentalism and the evangelicals that the main problem is it's a heresy that if you don't believe in Jesus, you're going to go to hell, which is irrational and illogical, and the Bible never says that. And that's a big problem with the evangelical church.
Glenn, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it. And even the calls we had before into this, part of the challenge I have of pretending I can offer much wisdom about the Middle East is if you have a fight between fundamentalists, my guess is it's not because one of them is correct. Like, that's part of the problem with fundamentalism, is they're so rooted in their absolute anti-humility that compromise becomes nearly impossible. Go ahead, Carol from Seattle.
Hi, hey. I wanted to talk about a few things, but how do we protest properly or, like, effectively? Because I remember how we did it in the 60s and 70s. It may be a longer topic, but that's just one I'd like to throw out.
Oh, love
it. Voter registration is time-sensitive, so let's do voter registration. If your 17-year-old is going to be 18 by, you know, the 5th of November, sign them up. And let's see. And then how do we as citizens petition our higher court, even the military court, you might even say churches, religious schools? I feel like they're out of control. that's all I got.
No, thank you, Carol. I was going to do it with five. I'll do it with four. I reply to the first couple for a moment, and I want to be quick so we can get to their callers so we clear the board. People waiting patiently, and I appreciate you. Your protest effectively. So first of all, I'll take the second thing first. Voter registration, heck yes. The best way to get somebody to vote is to register them to vote. And I don't just mean that because, oh, well, they need to be registered to vote. I mean, one of the best voter turnout activities is getting them to fill out their voter registration card so then they get their voter registration reminder, and then they also get the phone calls. That is the best turnout tool that there is. When voter participation went down, it bore significant relationship to the fact that biggest funding nonprofits that were funding voter registration stopped doing it, each for their own reasons. And you had five of them that all reduced how much, the biggest five engines in voter registration. The time several years ago when there was thought to be sort of a decline in interest, a lot of that was just mechanical because we weren't registering voters. So heck yes, please. Also, I want to take your question on how to protest effectively. Here's my school of thought. And to the protesters that are there, here's what I would say. There has been a stronger movement, and I do think it has been fueled by social media, and not all of the people who've been fueling it have your best interests at heart. And by yours, I mean even the objectives of your protest. So much of the energy is just joker, wanted to watch things burn. So much, too much of the energy is just wanting to manifest anger and thinking anger itself, not anger pointed at strategic objectives, but anger itself will then yield something positive. What I want to say to protesters is that, and the protests I try to lift up are those, if you watch those people, you'd kind of want them to be more in charge. The thing they're doing, what they're fighting for, the way they're fighting for it, you see them and you say, you know what, those people, they probably should have more power. Evaluate your protest with that in mind. So daytime versus nighttime protests, I'm for daytime protests. More people can participate, more families can participate, they stay safer, and more people are likely looking and say, oh, I think those people should be more in charge. Protests that break things versus protests that don't break things, if you don't break things, more likely people look at it and say, oh, I think those people ought to be in charge. Because ultimately, what protests are is trying to change the power structure. And if you change the power structure in a way that just changes it against you to oppose you, you get to manifest your rage, but it doesn't accomplish an objective. So I want to be a little humble in how I try to advocate and advise protesters. But I want to answer your question, and that's my answer. Build your movement in a way that when people watch it, they think that movement is more likely the kind of thing that ought to have more power rather than less. All right. Let's go to Carl from Franklin.
Okay, the topic is the Republican Party. First is the Powell memo.
Yeah.
Then Paul Weyrich,
yep,
which includes the Christians,
yep,
and the Heritage Foundation. Okay, then trickle down. And in Glass-Steagall, Citizens United, and it's all summed up in Project 2025. And it is basically anti-democratic.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it, Carl. One of the things I think that, and I even hesitate using the phrase mainstream media because I have several critiques of the phrase, but too few of the people who are paid a lot of money, too few of the people who are paid a lot of money to teach people what's happening in democracy, I think are doing a very good job. I think that the people who are paid a lot of money to teach people what's happening in democracy so the democracy can be better, I don't think they're doing a very good job. And part of the problem is they think their job is to sell soap. They think their job is to sell links to help people like harvest the data of the people who click on stuff. They think that's their job. I think their job, and I think our job, is to defend democracy and to promote democracy. That's what I think. And the people who get paid a lot of money to teach people how democracy works, I think aren't doing a very good job. And one of the main things is they don't teach what you just said. The rise of the right-wing movement, with its apotheosis, with its maybe ultimate manifestation in Project 2025, that has been a 50-year-plus movement building. They've been writing this paper for 50 years, trying to get in the power position so they can actually do it. And actually understanding that, rather than just thinking this is a horse race that happens 2 or 4 years, not understanding that this has been a cascading movement that's been built and built and built, and that is trying to crash down and cascade down upon the American people, that's a thing that too few people in the country understand, and they need to. And who's going to tell them? Thankfully, we've got you, Carl.
Who's going to tell them? These are things that Professor Hartman has been telling us for years. And you can go back. I'll just say one more thing. You can go back to the 20% hole in Medicare at the time of FDR.
Yeah.
If you want to go extend it back in history, too.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, Carl. And I know it's one of the reasons I'm passionate about the show is because who's going to tell them? Well, you are. And why you? Because also Tom. How much time we got?
30 seconds.
I think that Mike can say something in 25 seconds. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello. I just received a letter that said that I needed to renew my license, which is, you know, the same place where you renew your license. That's when you register to vote. And the letter said, if you haven't renewed your license online, if you didn't renew it last time, like you don't need to go in person. You can just do it online, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to do it, and then they ended up telling me over the phone that I had to go in there in person and present my birth certificate. And I mean, even though it should, like, all my info should be there, but
so they're making a, you think they're making it harder for you to renew your driver's license because they want to make it harder for you to be able to vote.
I'm guessing they saw something that might tell them I'm a Democrat, because I voted for Beto O'Rourke here in Texas last time, and I voted in the 2020.
Interesting, Mike.
Tom Hartman.
I'll reply to that.
Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with a big, big finish. This is the Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jeff. Here's what Evan from Orlando, a real Dr. Marty's customer, says about his dog Larry and Nature's Blend. I would not have believed the change in Larry's behavior just by changing his food, but seeing is believing. Larry's 11, but he acts like he's only 4 or 5. You know, I also love feeding Nature's Blend to Blue and Chewy because it has an optimum amount of nutrients for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they find irresistible. And unlike the other fresh brands out there that ship frozen, so you have to wait for them to thaw and then store them in the fridge, which then expires pretty quickly, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it's shelf-stable and isn't messy. And you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is minimally processed and is naturally full of nutrients. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
Why not start drinking first thing in the morning?
That's what I'm thinking. What a great breakfast.
6 a.m.
Thinking about getting back on this stuff for Gordy.
Why not? I'm celebrating losing 25 pounds in the last 6 months. And now,
going to go on a bender, right? That's it.
Why not celebrate a little bit? Get snot slinging drunk first thing in the morning.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Letting people know that you listen to this show is important and helpful. Letting our promoters and our supporters and our sponsors and our advertisers and our listeners and your friends know that you support this show is important. Something else is important is for you to be able to sleep. And it can be uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights. But not after you discover the secret to better sleep. Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling, bedding, and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo. Regulates body temperature, ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. We've slept like a baby since switching to Cozy Earth. I think you will, too. Right now, our listeners can get an exclusive 30% off Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, enter promo code Tom at checkout. When it comes to bedding, when it comes to sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, they've got a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. It means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. Ready to sleep? Ready to feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom right now. Enter promo code Tom for an exclusive 30% savings. That's 30% off at CozyEarth.com/Tom with promo code Tom. After checkout, be sure to tell people that you listen. Go to SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose our show from the drop-down menu. Again, please go to CozyEarth.com/Tom. Cozy and cool in the summer. Let's go straight to Larry from Fort Bragg. Go ahead, Larry. We got 25 seconds apiece.
Okay. In reference to before you did the first speed round, you were mentioning something about politics not appearing the way they actually should truthfully appear. In other words, it's a fake job. So my quote to that is, be aware when zeal turns to zealotry. And the other quote I want to make
I want to get to the next caller.
History repeats, it's just never the same, and that's by Bruce Colburn.
Oh, that's a good one. I've also heard History Rhymes, which I appreciated, and which I also like. Thank you very much. Jeff, you got 15 seconds.
Okay, I'll cut to it, Jefferson. You know, we got a Supreme Court that wants to replace democracy with white Christian nationalism. We've got a cadre of greedy CEOs with monopoly power artificially inflating prices and using stock buybacks to line their own pockets while they bust unions and lay off workers. In my opinion, as Robert Reich and Les Leopold are saying, it's and as FDR did himself back in the day, it's time for President Biden to start calling out this court and these greedy corporations. And as Tom says, start taking names and kicking ass.
I got to stop you there. In fact, that's a great segue. With apologies to Mark and James, we've got 25 seconds for the show, and that is enough time for me to say thank you. It has been an honor to be able to sit in this chair over the last few days. I'm not pleased about the circumstance of that honor, hoping that Tom will feel better over this weekend. Thank you to everybody for supporting the show, for supporting the people who support this show. Who's going to tell the people? Y'all are. Tom is. When I have the honor to, I'll do my best. You are the coalition of the benevolently irrational, the good people doing good things for no good reason. And you are priceless. Definition of priceless, worth a lot, not for sale. With you, democracy's got a chance. Thanks for being so nice to my dad, so nice to me. Thanks for being so nice to my dog, George. Have a great weekend. Have a good June.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I enjoy Just Calm because it supports better sleep so we can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. All this with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrive.com with the promo code TOM. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss our special podcast about Just Thrive. Take control today with Just Thrive.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he'll ask a court to enforce a subpoena against Attorney General